We are the seed of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. And all the promises God made to Abraham applies to us. We have the Abrahamic anointing, favor, and grace upon us. Whosoever blesses us, God has blessed. And whosoever tried to curse us, God has cursed the person. This is the prophet Balaam. God, speak your word to your people today and bless your people through your word in the name of Jesus. Prophet Balaam was hired to go and curse the people of God. When he got there, it was blessing that was released. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, we're going to come to today's topic. We're going to be talking about overturning until it shall come whose right it is. Our text is taken from Ezekiel chapter 21. The book of Ezekiel chapter 21 verse 27. God said, I will overturn him, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him. Oh, yes. Oh, riaba sando riaba iblondo oriaba sendere bosenda. Ye blanda, ye blondo, ye blondo, ye blondo. It was God himself who made this statement in Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel chapter 21. Verse 27. Oh, yeah, that was a typographical error. Ezekiel 21 verse 27. God himself said it. He said, I will overturn until there will be nothing no more. And it shall come whose right it is. God himself is the one who is going to do the overturning, not man. Because by strength can no man prevail. God is the one to do the overturning until it shall come whose right it is. God rules in the affairs of man. You could see it in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, God made him the ruler of the whole world. The then known world was ruled by King Nebuchadnezzar. God gave him authority. If God doesn't give you, no man receive anything except God gave it to him. Nebuchadnezzar ruled the whole world. And instead of giving glory to God, Nebuchadnezzar sat on top of his palace and he boasted. He said, this is Babylon that I built by my power and by my majesty. And God was angry with King Nebuchadnezzar. And God taught him a lesson. For 7 years, he was in the bush. In the womb, suffering, like it, just like animal, suffering 7 years of humiliation. At the end of the 7th year, God restored Nebuchadnezzar and healed his mind. Why? Because King Nebuchadnezzar refused to give glory to God. And God taught him a lesson. Today we see how a lot of people who are prayed like Nebuchadnezzar, even his son Nebuchadnezzar, did the same thing. After Nebuchadnezzar died, Nebuchadnezzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, did the same thing. He mocked the people of God. Mockery of the Lord's vessels in Daniel chapter 4, 5, 6. Made mockery. Nebuchadnezzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, who reigned, did the same thing Nebuchadnezzar did. Made mockery of the Lord's vessels. And there was handwriting on the wall for Nebuchadnezzar. The mene mene tekel upasim. Your days are numbered. You are found wanting. Get ready to go. The kingdom is taken from you. And the owner of the earth has sent you packing. That same night, Nebuchadnezzar died mysteriously. And his tenor ended. That God is still alive today, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The politics of this world is in God's hand. God has the whole world in his hand. Don't tell me Christians are not to be involved in politics. Don't tell me that. The reason is, the politics of the day is what rules the nations. The religion of the day is what rules the nations. So religion and politics are tied together. Don't separate religion from politics. Don't separate Christianity from politics. It's not true. It is the religion of the day that takes control of the politics of the day and rules. Don't tell me Christians should not be involved in politics. Don't say that, because that would be wrong. If the right people will not lead, the wrong people are going to lead. And when the wrong people are in power, then there will be suffering. Look at the scripture. Look at the scripture. Proverbs 29 verse 2. He said, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, the people lament and regret. Oh yes, wicked people have taken over power. And they are there to oppress. They are not there to help. They are there to loot. They are not there to give. They are there to line their pockets. They are not there to minister to the needy. Jesus said, I have come to serve and not to be served. I have come to minister and not to be ministered unto. These are very serious issues. Why is the whole world in trouble today? We have bad leaders in place. Why will leaders be looking for war to fight? You say you are a leader, you are president of a country, and all you do is to go to Ukraine and bomb and shoot guns and bomb and kill people. You say you are a leader. Those are not good leaders. Those are satanic leaders, devilish, demonic leaders. God is going to send a pastor. God is rooting them out in the name of Jesus Christ. God is overturning them. Yes, it's happening. God is overturning the evil leaders, evil rulers. God is overturning all them, and it shall come to nothing until the rightful people will be in the place of power. Watch out. History is repeating itself. Adolf Hitler woke up one morning. He said he must rule the whole world or destroy the whole world. Adolf Hitler of Germany. And he started taking over Europe, started going to bomb England and was doing all these things. He got sent in packing, committed suicide, and died woefully. That was not enough. Saddam Hussein rose up and started taking over Kuwait, oppressing the people, taking their oil from them. This is after Adolf Hitler gassed the Jews to death. And God brought him to justice. He died by hanging. And we're going to have more of those type of things coming. Because as I look around the world today, I see wicked men, wicked men. They call themselves presidents of nations. And all they do is to employ people and send them to war front to go and die in Ukraine. All they do, they are hungry for war. All they do, they go and they get Brazil, they get India, they get Russia, they get South Africa, they get all those nations, and they say the dollar must be brought down. You are not the owner of the dollar. You didn't create the dollar. The dollar, in God we trust. You can't bring down the dollar. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all of you who plan to de-dollarize and bring down the dollar, you are going to fail. You are all going to find yourself and kill yourself. Yes, let God arise. And our enemies be scattered forever in the name of Jesus Christ. How dare you campaign against the United States dollar? That dollar, in God we trust. You cannot topple the dollar. The dollar has come to stay. Whether you like it or not, the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. You can't do anything about it. And all of you ganging up against the United States, I warn you in the name of the Lord, you should repent of your evil or you will all perish. America is God's nation. God has blessed this nation. And he has made us number one nation on earth. And God has given us power to rule the whole world. And you cannot do anything about it. You are jealous and envy. And you try to plot evil that the United States dollar should be brought down. God is not going to answer that your request. It is your own currency that are going to fall and crumble. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of you evil leaders, evil presidents, evil presidents and evil leaders all over the world, God is overturning all of you, overthrow all of you, and send you packing in the name of Jesus. Because you have plotted evil against the people of God. And that evil will return back to you as a boomerang. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Bringing his own leader. God's chosen leader. Psalm 110 verse 2. God says, he ruled out in the midst of the enemy. We are the ones to rule in the midst of our enemies. Look at it. Psalm 110, verse 2. God has ordained us to rule in the midst of our enemies. God has anointed us to rule in the midst of our enemies. Look at it. Psalm 110, verse 2. Rule down in the midst of the enemy. The enemies are there, but we are ruling. Oh, yes. God has given us authority and power to rule the whole world. And you better submit to authority. You can't plot evil against us and you succeed. Whether you like it or not, the United States is number one nation. Whether you like it or not, the United States dollar will continue to rule the whole world. Whether you like it or not, God has given us authority and power to rule the whole world. And you cannot do anything about it. And all your evil plans are overthrown. It is your currency that shall fall. The United States dollar shall remain standing supreme. In God we trust. Oh, yes. What are you talking about? In God we trust. This is one nation under God. Welcome to God's old country. How dare you gang up? You call yourself BRICS. BRICS. And then you start plotting evil. All your evil shall come back on you as a boomerang. In the name of Jesus Christ, your evil plan shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Oh, yes. America support the gospel of Jesus Christ. America support Israel. God told you, say, whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. America support Israel. So God is blessing America. Whether you like it or not, it has nothing to do with you. You say you want to rule the whole world. God didn't give you authority to rule over the whole world. You are not there to help anybody. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13 says, we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not beneath. Christians all over the world, I want you to listen to this. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13 says, we shall be the head and not the tail. We must be above and not beneath. That is Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. We the people of God, the seed of Abraham, we are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. How can we change our position? Do you know God? They that know their God shall do as much. How can the blind lead the blind? You don't have a vision. And you say you are a leader. Leader of what? Always looking for war. Always fighting wars. Always gathering nations to go and send them to Ukraine to go and bomb and kill people. Is that the leadership we want? We want a leadership where they are helping their people, feeding the hungry, taking care of the citizens and ministering to the needs of the people. We don't want evil leaders, evil presidents, evil governors, evil leaders. We don't want them. God is sending a party in the name of Jesus. God is overturning them. And it has come to nothing until God himself will establish and put what is supposed to be. Yes, God overturn until it will become nothing. And then it shall come whose right it is. Power must change hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil leaders must go. God is overthrowing all them and sending them away in the name of Jesus. You have no place. Yeah, they shall look for you and they cannot find you anymore because the Almighty God I've overthrown your government and send you packing in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to pick his own and put them in power. Those who are going to lead the nation to the promised land, the rightful ones, God's going to put them there. Oh, yes. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Proverbs 29 verse 2. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked are ruling, the people are regretting. Oh yeah, the people are lamenting because wicked men and women are usurping authority, taking over power by force, and throwing themselves as heads of state and president, whereas they came to oppress the masses. They have not come to help anybody. God is overthrowing all of them in the name of Jesus. God is toppling their power. God is overturning all of them, sending them packing in the name of Jesus. God is going to put his own there. Yes. God is going to put his own there. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. He got the whole world in his hands. You can't tell him what to do. In the word of a king, there is power. And who may say, what doeth thou? Read the scriptures. Say, in the word of a king, there is power and authority. And who may ask the question, what doeth thou? You cannot ask the king, what doeth thou? Don't tell me Christians should not be involved in politics. Don't tell me that. We must pray God to give us the rightful leader. The blind cannot lead the blind. If the blind lead the blind, they will all fall into the pit. It's high time Christians from all over the world begin to come together and plan how they can put the rightful people, pray in the rightful men, the rightful women into power. Vote the rightful people into power. And we send back in all these evildoers, oppressors, dictators, selfish and greedy men away. God overthrow them. God overthrow them. Topple their power. And send them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabba Saga. Ye blo kondo ribla. Ye blanda in blondo in bledia. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Yes, is the Lord. And in fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Yes, we pray for everyone who have heard the word of God today. That this world will have a place in you, that you shall be doers of this world and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all for joining us in this broadcast. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Thank you so much for your cooperation. God bless you all in Jesus' name. God loves you and I love you and the way it should be. God loves you and I love you.